Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Echeverrin trapped. There's the throw to Andrews, who tags Echeverrin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor bunts towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cuellar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood bunts in front of the plate. Echeverrin fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dave Leonhardt now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Dave Leonhardt. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann is walked intentionally. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Etchy Barron hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of John Stone. Etchy Barron reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich pinch hits for Rorick Harrison. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field. Kelly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kelly. Etchy Barron scores. Grich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Grich moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tom Schoppe pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Steve Keeley now pitching. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales misplays the ball. That's an error on Morales. Johnson scores. Schoppe moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.